This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining us today on the show. And my website is TorahLifeMinistries.org, and people have been listening now for a while to this program, and I really appreciate it. I just want to clarify for those of you that are Christian believers listening to this right now and thinking that this is a Jewish show or something to do with Judaism. No, Torah seems like it's a Jewish word because so many people are Jewish on a regular basis, but Torah is a biblical word. And it means the instructions of our wonderful Creator. And we have to realize that and remember that our Creator has a will for us. And, you know, He says in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they could live, so they could have life. So He takes no pleasure in the death of wicked people. So that's saying wicked people will die, and okay, we're all going to die a physical death, but He's not talking about a physical death, it's a spiritual death. You know, He takes no pleasure in the end of a spiritual path because of a person's wickedness. He only wants them to change, and change is another word for repent. He only desires them to repent so they could have life, that their heart would repent. See, when you become a believer, you're to love what our Creator loves and hate what He hates. And if you continue to desire to love the things of the world, you got to check your heart. And there are so many people whose eyes are deceived because of the enemy, and that's what he does. And when we look at the word wickedness and we think about what wickedness is according to the Bible, it says in the scriptures that sin is transgression of the law. So sin is transgression of the law. But when I go to a church or hear a church preacher, they say, we're no longer under the law. So if sin is transgression of the law, if we're no longer under the law, that's saying we can never sin. And that's what people are being taught. They're being taught that, well, Yeshua died for us, so we can't sin, pretty much. That the law was nailed to the cross. So how could we sin if the law was nailed to the cross? And if sin is transgression of the law? So we have to understand the confusion here. We have to first understand that Torah does not mean law. It's a very bad misinterpreted word. Torah means instructions or guidelines of the will of our Creator. And sin is the opposite of righteousness. And righteousness is living the right way according to our Creator's words, according to His guidelines and instructions. Doing the right thing, not according to our flesh, but according to what He wants us to do. That's what it's about. That's what it is. On the other hand, you know, unrighteousness is pure sin. It's living against the Torah, the guidelines and instructions. You see, the Torah is the foundation of the Bible. It's the foundation of all Scripture. And somebody might say, well, that sounds like a works salvation, and that's legalism. No, don't mistake what I'm saying, folks. We're saved only, and one way only, a way that we never deserved or could deserve, and that is through the blood of Yeshua, our Messiah, who took our place on death row and continues to cover our transgressions of us who have a desire to do His will. I am saying right now, there's no mercy for those who continue to transgress His word on purpose and not have a repentant heart. That is scriptural. It says in Scripture that He loves those who love Him, but He hates those who love sin. I'm not saying He hates sinners. You know, He's dying for sinners and loves sinners who repent. But sinners who do not repent, Scripture is clear that He hates them. And He says in His Word, like I said, He takes no pleasure in the death of them. He only wants them to change it from their wicked ways so they will live. But make no mistake, if they do not change, they will die before their time, as it says in Scripture. So, you know, how could we, you know, be free from the law if keeping the Torah, which is often misinterpreted to law, is done away with. It's not done away with. Yeshua, our Messiah, the one you call Jesus, came and set us free from the man-made tradition, often also misinterpreted as the word law. See, there was a man-made tradition at that time that went against our Creator's guidelines and instructions. And Yeshua says, it reminded people that the word says, the Bible says, do not add or take away from my word. But it goes on to say, but keep my commandments. So do not add or take away, but keep them. So you need to underline and highlight the word, but keep them. And it says all of them. So you can't mistranslate the word. So the word keep, it says, you know, do not add and do not take away. So at that time, you had a bunch of people adding to the words of Scripture, adding to the Torah. So if the Torah says, keep the Sabbath holy, like it says in the fourth commandment. So what did they do at that time? The man-made system of Judaism at that time was saying, yes, we have to keep the Sabbath holy, but we also have to do this, this, and this, and this. And they based that on a book, a spiritual book that they listened to called the Talmud, which is basically a book written by a whole bunch of rabbis that still couldn't even agree on stuff, known as the oral law or man-made traditional law. But Yeshua said, no, I am not interested in the man-made traditional law. My Father's word says, you know, do not add to the word. Do not add. That is a great sin right there to add to the word. And that's what they were doing at the time. So he didn't come and say, you no longer need to keep the Sabbath because I'm here now. No, he said, in fact, you need to keep the Sabbath because I'm here now. But this is how you are to do it. My yoke is not difficult. My yoke is easy. My yoke does not come with the heaviness of the man-made tradition around it that makes it almost impossible to keep. My yoke is easy and light. I say keep, rest on that day. Worship on that day. My yoke is easy, and I'm here to help you as your comforter. But, you know, they added to it, and they made the yoke heavy. They made it harder, and Yeshua's word said, do not add to it. But it also says, do not take away from it. Do not add or take away, but keep. So when it says, do not take away from it, well, for somebody to come along and say, well, we don't even need to keep the Sabbath at all. Well, we don't even need to keep the guidelines and instructions at all. Well, that would be adding to the word, or actually taking away from the word. And just like Yeshua was around back then, and they were saying he wasn't doing enough, if he was here today, they'd be calling him a legalist for doing too much. Because the common system of Christianity today teaches that we no longer need to follow the Bible. Because if it's all nailed to the cross, we don't need to follow the Bible. And that's not the message of Scripture. We can't take away from the word either. We have to understand this, the solid foundation that our Creator gave us by giving us his word when he set us free shows us we need to understand the word and be in the word. And until that day comes when that word is off paper and on our heart, and it doesn't say a different word's on our heart, you know, the words didn't change, the instructions didn't change, the location changed. Supposed to go from paper to a heart. But that's how important the word was. And that's how important it is. And that's what having a pure heart means. I mean, I'm not perfect. But when I mess up, I have a repentant heart. That's the example that King David set in the Psalms over and over again. Examine me, O Yahweh. Examine me. You know, and see that my heart is pure. Not that my walk is perfect. But that I walked in integrity and I desired to follow your ways. And not add or take away from the word, but keep the word and bless me. So we have the salvation coming only through the blood of Yeshua Messiah. That's it. And every single person has an opportunity to be set free like that. But now we have this question of choice. What are you going to choose? Are you going to choose that narrow path that leads to that narrow gate? That narrow path is Torah, the instructions of our Creator. And that narrow gate is Yeshua our Messiah. Or are you going to choose the wide path that so many people are on? And we have that choice, and we got to make that decision. And I pray we make this right decision. We understand what is connected to obedience is not only the confirmation of your heart, but also the blessings and the curses as found in Scripture. So can somebody be cursed and still have salvation? Well, according to Scripture, yes. Can somebody be blessed and not have salvation? Well, there's only one way to be saved according to Scripture, and that's accepting Yeshua, our Messiah, you know, with your heart truly, and I'm not here to judge anyone's salvation. But as a fellow believer and a fellow brother, I am called to judge all things, and I am here to lift up my brother and not tear him down. And we need to follow this word. We need to follow our Creator's guidelines and instructions so we can have the amazing blessings. And I've been doing studying of Scripture, and I found out what, of all the blessings in Scripture, the major blessing that people are not obedient are missing. And so they're cursed. And we have this choice. Do we want to be blessed or do we want to be cursed? And the greatest curse in all of Scripture that I see people suffering from on a regular basis for their lack of disobedience, for the lack of obedience to our Creator's instructions, is that our Creator closes his ear to those who are wicked. Our Creator does not hear the prayers of the unrighteous. And the greatest blessing of all Scripture is our Creator hearing the prayers of the righteous and listening to their prayers. And that's what your desire needs to be. If you read the first 10 Psalms, you saw that was the heart of David for people to pray to our Creator, and our Creator's ear would be open to their prayers and hear the prayers. How sad, scary, and terrible. What a terrible curse that our Creator would not even hear our prayers. And that's what he did in Scripture. He even went on to say, I will bring evil amongst those who continue to commit wickedness and transgress my word. So we have to change. We have to do something about it. And I want to read Psalms 24, 3 to 6 here. So Psalm 24, 3 to 6, it says, who may climb the mountain of Yahweh? Who may stand in his holy place? And the answer is, only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and never tell lies. They receive Yahweh's blessing and have a right relationship with Yahweh, their Savior. If you think that your heart is pure, but you continue to enjoy living against his guidelines and instructions, yes, living in sin, you are deceived. You know, our Creator calls several things an abomination. And we might say as fellow Christians, if somebody's committing homosexuality, or somebody's living in murder, or if somebody's doing abortion, they are evil. In no way do they have any pureness in their heart because they are so deceived. Well, you know what? It also considers in that in Scripture liars, deceivers, and breakers of the commandments of our Creator. Torah breakers, breakers of the Sabbath. Yes, according to a Scripture, an abomination is not keeping the seventh day holy. Well, you know what? It's so is the murder and rape and all of this. Yes, according to Scripture and according to Creator, it's all wicked. We need to be blessed and follow his desire. That's what a pure heart is about. If you want the blessing of having an open ear to our Creator, you need to follow and keep his guidelines and instructions. That's it. You need to have the desire to do that. And so many of us today have lost that desire, and we do not have a right relationship with our Creator. And he's not hearing our prayers because of our walk, what we're doing or what we're not doing. It says, do not add or take away, but keep it. Keep those guidelines and instructions. And that's what we have to do. King David in Psalms 24 says, Psalms 25 says, make me know your ways, O Yahweh. Teach me your paths. Teach me about the two paths, the path of righteousness and the path of wickedness. And he says in verse 5, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the Elohim of my Yeshua, of my salvation. On you I wait all day long. The patience of our wonderful of King David. And as we see in Psalms 1 saying, you know, we meditate on the word. A righteous person meditates on the word day and night, thinking about that word. So we need to start thinking about and questioning about, why is this system of Christianity teaching people that everything our Creator gave us as our blessing, as our rock, the instructions to keep us safe? Why is this system of Christianity teaching people today not to do that? Why is it teaching people against that? Why did back then, our Creator's chosen people teach against the biblical idea of not adding to the word? Why is that? And I could tell you just one answer is because the enemy is roaring like a lion, looking to devour us. And he wants to do that. And that's what's happening. Verse 8 says in Psalms 25, good and upright is Yahweh. Therefore, he will teach sinners in the way. He will guide the meek in justice, and he will teach the meek his way. All the paths of Yahweh are mercy and truth, and knows keeping his covenant and keeping his testimonials. Keeping his covenant and keeping his testimonials. So our Creator's word is available to every single sinner out there in the world. Every single one of us that has wickedness in our heart. Every single one of us that transgresses and lets the flesh win over the spiritual. Every single one of us, his word is made known to us. He teaches us. He desires for us to change. He takes no pleasure in the path of wickedness. He only wants us to change. So they're all available to us. The mercy and the truth and the grace of our Creator are available to us. But only those keeping the covenant and his testimonials, keeping the Torah, keeping the guidelines and instructions, are the ones that are going to receive this blessing of an open ear of our Creator. And we do have a choice. We have to change. We can't not continue to walk with wickedness, with liars and deceivers, and think that we're not going to be held accountable just like they are for doing the things and all the things that are happening. You know, so we need to get that. And we need to understand what it says in the scripture over and over again about the wicked. And we need to know that when we call to him, he answers. That he hears us. That he hears our prayers. He hears what we're saying. We go to Psalm 28. Psalm 28 says, I will call to you, Yahweh, my rock. You know, be not deaf to me, lest you will be silent from me. I may be compared with those going down into the pit. You know that closed ear is what we want to avoid. You know, but he says in verse 3 of Psalms 28, you know, avoid me, draw me away from the wicked and the workers of iniquity. Away from them. You know, it goes on to say in Psalms 26, that we shall not be in the council of the liars and the deceivers and the wickedness. Psalms 1 goes on to say is there's no room for the unrighteous with the righteous that'll stand before our Creator. And it says in verse 6, blessed be Yahweh because he has heard the voice of David's prayers. He heard it. He heard it. He gave him an open ear because David had this strong desire to be in the Word and to follow and understand the foundation of our Creator. And to go out there. And remember, as believers, there's six things we need to be doing on a regular basis. So wherever you're at in your walk, wherever you think you are, I'm going to tell you the six things that we need to be doing on a regular basis if you call yourself a believer. And it's in no particular order, but these things are essential. We need to pray, praise, and proclaim, read, repent, and submit. So I'm going to say it again. We need to praise. We need to praise our wonderful Creator always. It says in 1 Chronicles 16:23, sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Proclaim the news from day to day of his salvation. His Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise. Then we need to proclaim. We need to let people know. We need to go out there and tell people. Tell strangers. Tell people you know that Yeshua is Messiah and he died for all of us. And we have to get right before time runs out. Let them know. That's a responsibility. To pray and proclaim and then to praise. Like David, to shout with joy and to sing and just to have a heart of worship for under a wonderful Creator. And we need to read his word to know who he is and what he is. We need to get in his word and understand this. So we need to read it and we need to repent. One of the most important words of all scripture is to repent, but to unfortunately, the church today has made repent a curse word. They're like, you can go and tell people about your salvation, but don't mention the word repent to people because we don't want to upset them or offend them. No, we need to let people know and they need to repent. That means to change our ways, to change our desires. It says in the scriptures, repentance brings refreshing. That's what it says. We need to have a repentant heart. And that's on a daily basis. That's not a one-time faithful thing or a one-time proclamation with your lips. No, on a daily basis, we need to repent because we are not perfect. And that's what he's looking for. He's not looking for perfection. He's looking for humbleness and repentiveness. You know, and a desire to overcome our hardships. That's what he's looking to help. That's who he's looking for. And then we need to submit. We need to submit to our Creator's guidelines and instructions. To submit to him, to deny our flesh, and to yield to his word. to his instructions that he's given us and made so readily available today to most of the people in this world. Unfortunately, most people take that for granted, but we can't take that for granted much longer. We need to repent and be thankful. Thankful, truly thankful, and out of a heart of thankfulness. That's so much so that we just can't help but to have his word on our lips and sing these praises and these songs. I see people out there and they have secular songs on their lips and they walk around singing these disgusting songs from these disgusting people, these liars and deceivers and evildoers singing these words and people repeating their words and people worshiping those people. And then they wonder why Yahweh closed his ear to them. People know the words more of a secular song than they know more of the words of our Creator. You know, they know more about musicians and singers than they know more about the world's greatest musician to ever play any music, King David. It's our priorities are all messed up today. We need to get back in the Word, and we need to know, you know, who these people were in Scripture. We need to know who put their life on the line for us so we can have this opportunity today. Who set the example for us? You know, as simple as something like food. Do not bow down and eat the food that's being offered by these evil, wicked people. And the food that our Creator calls unclean. And how Daniel put his life on the line to say, I will not do that. There's only one that I worship. I am not going to make any idol in my life. And how he was blessed. And how every single person in Scripture, you know, that was blessed, how to go through that, make that decision of who they want to follow and what they want to follow. Even Yeshua himself was tempted by the enemy, offering him everything. But what did he use? What did he use to battle that, to fight that? He used Scripture because he knew Scripture. He was Scripture. He's the Torah. He's the living Torah. Hallelujah. And we can't forget that. We have to remember that. And that's what I do here. I want to teach people his word. It says in the Scripture that he offers us a more excellent way. A more excellent way. And that way is a way of us not leaning on our own understanding. It's trusting in him and his perfect will for us. It says, you know, that he has a plan for us. And it is good and not disaster. It offers us a future and a hope. A future and a hope. I'm calling you out all now to understand that, you know, he is smarter than we are. And his plan is better than our plan. And we need to submit to his will for us. And his will is that we read the word and we keep the guidelines and instructions. And when somebody says, well, that's legalism, you could say, no, that's Scripture. That's what my Creator says I should do. He didn't give me these words to wrap me up in some bondage of legalism. It says, know the truth and the truth will set me free. He did it to keep me safe, keep me blessed. And he wants his ear open to my prayers, but he's going to close it to those who decide to ignore his holy word, his set apart word, his Kodesh word. And, you know, we need to let him purify us. It's not something I ask you to do just by saying, well, this is how I'm going to act. No, pray to him no matter where you are. If you consider yourself a Christian and you think you're a believer and you think you got it right because you accepted Yeshua, the one they called Jesus 20 years ago or something, you know, you need to repent. You need to say, how come I don't even know his words, let alone following them? Because I've been so stuck on everything being nailed to the cross, I didn't even see what is this system of Christianity is even saying is nailed to the cross. And why does the Bible say different? And what do I do with that scripture that says, do not add or take away, but keep my guidelines and instructions? And when somebody says that the New Testament did away with the Old Testament, well, you need to question yourself, because it doesn't say that anywhere in Scripture. As a matter of fact, in Timothy, it said all Scripture is profitable for man. You know when he wrote that? There was no New Testament. So we need to start questioning ourselves, and as the Scripture says, we need to test everything. Test everything, folks. And don't take people's words for it. Read it yourself, read it in the Scriptures, and be blessed. Be blessed by these amazing, valuable words that our Creator gave us and blessed us with. The words that people died for. You know, there were people around the world that literally got killed because they wanted people to read this book. That's a desire for it. You know, we go look at one of the first martyrs of Yeshua. We look at Stephen. And from there on, how many people died to get this message out? You know, if anyone just thinks these are words on a paper, you're well mistaken. These are so much more, and these are so important. That we stick in his guidelines and instructions. and they're everything. They're everything that they become part of our heart, that they become part of our DNA. I can't express this how much danger so-called Christians are in because they're listening to the system of Christianity, and it's not what Yeshua taught. You know, to follow him means to follow him, not a way of a man-made system. So, I'm judging you to lift you up. I'm judging you so you see the way, the truth, and the life, Yeshua's way. And it was the Torah. He's the living Torah, the guidelines and instructions about Creator. So, hallelujah, everybody. Praise the wonderful Creator. I pray you get this. Please, feel free to contact me via my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. You can go there. You can contact me every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time to midnight Eastern Time via YouTube on my YouTube page and my website. We have live fellowship where we have people from all over the world coming to discuss these things. And we often have Christians coming on and debating or trying to say things I'm saying aren't true. And we discuss it out. And then their eyes begin to be open to see that, you know, I'm not making this stuff up. It's right in His holy word. And if you're in the South Florida area and you want to join us for fellowship, we meet every Sabbath, which is every Saturday at 3 p.m. 3 p.m. in Lake Worth, Florida, which is right outside West Palm Beach. And you can just contact through the website if you want to come there. And I have hundreds and hundreds of videos on the website talking about these topics. And remember, folks, pray, praise, proclaim, read, and repent, and submit. These are the things we need to be doing. And currently I'm doing on my website daily Bible readings, reading Psalms every single day. So people remember we have to be consistent at this. Consistent at repentance. Consistent at reading His Word. Consistent at proclaiming His Word. And praying, consistency in praying. And submitting on a regular basis and having that repentive heart of humbleness. We need to do that on a regular day because when it comes down to it, you know, by the time Yeshua came, everyone knew what the Torah was. They knew the guidelines and instructions. It wasn't necessarily the guidelines and instructions that the people weren't keeping. It was their attitude towards them. And Yeshua came to set them free with their attitude towards it. Do not add or take away to what our Creator gave us. But the attitude of it has to be an attitude of love and humbleness. But that doesn't mean an attitude of sinning and wickedness. And that's where the mix-up often comes in. So thank you for listening to the show today. And I pray everyone or anyone or somebody would get this and come join our fellowship on Saturdays at 3 p.m. Check out my website. Join us Friday nights on the show. Remember, that website is TorahLifeMinistries.org. And praise our wonderful Creator that we get this opportunity where you can get to hear me today. And I pray you're having a blessed Sabbath today and you have a repentive heart and our Creator speaks to you and hears you. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for listening to the show today, and we're on every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on this radio station. And please comment and question and contact us if you have questions. Thank you. Come
out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. We give you praise. We bless.